Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service. Real people who understand small business. Ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Penn State edge rusher Abdul Carter had breakfast Sunday in State College with Giants head coach Brian Daboll. Carter is now scheduled to visit the Giants on Thursday in New Jersey. Figures to be a top three pick. Obviously, the Giants picking third. Then Art Stapleton quote tweeted that or quote posted that and said, Giants will have a wave of visits between now and Wednesday. We always anticipated that Abdul Carter would be among the visitors, but then this was, to me, a more definitive statement. If Cleveland doesn't take him, he'll more than likely be a Giant. So that means that even if Shedeur Sanders were there, Art Stapleton believes, because we think Cam Ward's going one, that if Shador's there and Abdul Carter's there, that Abdul Carter is going to be the pick and not Shedeur Sanders. Which is something I did not think would happen, but there's a lot of momentum building towards that, and you do have to pay attention to the betting markets on these things. And that's something, not something you could bet on in New York on FanDuel Sportsbook because of the rules and things that are chosen by human beings can't be bet on in the state of New York. You can do it in other places. You can do it in New Jersey, but you know, a draft pick or an MVP vote or things like that, you can't bet on in New York, so I can't necessarily see the odds on my FanDuel Sportsbook app. But if you look in other places on the internet where you can bet it, now the betting favorite for Shedeur Sanders, the team that is most likely, according to the books, to get Shedeur Sanders is the New Orleans Saints. So those two things yesterday I thought were significant. As we mentioned before, some of these things that we hear, you have to take with a grain of salt. Not all of them. It seems, you know, looking at the guys who cover the team day in and day out and have the relationships, you know, within the building, you got to kind of, you really got to look through what they're saying to find out what's going on. And if you go all the way back to February 26th, Art Stapleton has a post and an article that he has pinned to his profile.
Okay.
And it says, Giants need a franchise quarterback. Abdul Carter says winning teams need a franchise pass rusher. So could the Penn State star convince Big Blue to go with him instead? He'll get his opportunity, telling me he's already met with the Giants here. He's got that still pinned over a month later.
Yeah.
And so it seems to me that he's basically telling us without telling us that Abdul Carter's there, that's their guy.
And basically what you're also hearing is that, you know, people just, they don't want to deal with Shedeur Sanders. It's not that he can't play in this league. I do believe he will be a success in this league only because he believes so much in himself. And I think that's the first hurdle you got to get over. I don't think there's any lack of confidence. I think he's got more than enough arm strength. He's your quintessential pocket passer. So all of that stuff, I will say, that is it's positive for him. He's just not an explosive player. He's not like a 6'5", you know, got a howitzer for an arm, runs with the ball and makes secondary plays. That's just not who he is. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, your boy Mel Kiper likes him more than Cam Ward, and I don't think he's doing that just to get attention. I mean, he's a guy who is going to say what he believes and put his neck out there for him. But I don't necessarily know if it's they don't want to deal with Shedeur Sanders as much as they maybe don't think his talent is worthy of a top five pick. Maybe that's what it is.
I'll go back to what I said way back when. If these quarterbacks in last year's draft, they would have been drafted, past all the guys, after all the guys that had already gone. You know, it's just that you have three teams at the top of the draft that need some sort of quarterback answer for the foreseeable future. And I don't think they're all sold, even though Cam Ward is explosive and he is a good athlete and he sounds like he's a really good kid and he sounds like he's a really good leader. And the Tennessee Titans have been trying to, you know, figure out who their quarterback is since Steve McNair left. So I it makes sense to me. That one makes sense to me. But, you know, if the Browns don't take a quarterback, what are they doing?
Well, what are the Giants doing if they don't take a quarterback?
Well,
I
know what the Giants are doing. They have Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston and Tommy DeVito here. That doesn't mean that they're not going to take one of these other quarterbacks later in the first round if they could draft or trade back up in the first round. Maybe Cleveland will trade back up in the first round, and they'll draft one of these other younger quarterbacks, whether it be Tyler Shuck or whether it be Jackson Dart or whether it be Jalen Milroe or whoever. You know, Kyle McCord, maybe they will draft one of those guys. I got to believe both of those teams will be drafting.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
One of those young kids.
Yeah, I mean, I know we talk so much about the top of the draft and busts there and all of that. I mean, if you take a guy second round, third round, chances are you also don't think that guy's going to be your franchise quarterback. If you have evaluated all of the quarterbacks, and I'm sure that, I mean, I don't think that they'd have Jackson Dart or Tyler Shuck or any of these guys ahead of Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders. If you evaluate all those guys and were like, all right, you know, Cam Ward, Shedeur Sanders are better than these guys. We don't like Shedeur enough to take them with number three, but now we're going to bring in Jackson Dart or Tyler Shuck down here and then hope that maybe he could be the franchise quarterback. You're just wasting a pick.
I will say this, that Tyler Shuck has all the attributes physically that I'm sure Brian Daboll is enamored with. Now, and, you know, he's had some injuries. He's older. He seems to be past all those injuries. That's why he was able to make it through the entire season with Louisville. So, could I see the Giants going after him later on because of his physical attributes? Sure, I could definitely see that.
Okay, yeah,
I think the Giants are passing now. Like, I go back and forth, vacillating back and forth of all this, and I think the Giants have done a really good job of kind of camouflaging what they're doing. There really hasn't been a leak at all, and I think if you follow Art Stapleton, who's got his ear to the ground in regards to the Giants, there's like a caveat word that's being used. And that caveat word is like, seems like, looks to be, you know, that those kind of words. Like,
well, he said most real. Likely.
Yeah, I mean, most likely is another one of those words. It's John Heyman's words in the offseason.
Yeah,
for
but I mean, you know, maybe, you know, seems to be, I don't know, most likely to me is if the, is a bigger one.
I
mean,
I still say most Giant fans, if Abdul Carter is there, they're going to want him. They're going to want him, you know, and I keep telling you, the other one, if the Jets or the Giants decided to take Mason Graham out of Michigan, I'd be good with that, too.
Yeah, I just don't know where the Giants are going to find the future of that position. And now, like, I know it's a big if, but if Cam Ward ends up having a good rookie season or shows something like, you know, the other three quarterbacks last year did, I mean, that is just unbelievable. The Giants, 2 years in a row, won meaningless games, one with Tommy DeVito and two against an Indianapolis team that I've never seen play so bad in my life, to knock them out of a spot to draft a franchise quarterback 2 years in a row.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunate. But unless they get one of the other guys late that turns out to be something, which is also a very, you know, real thing.
Okay. I mean, but not around here, it's not. I mean, guys like Kyle Loletta and Christian Hackenberg.
Yeah,
and
I know. I mean, it's long and illustrious when it comes to the draft being littered with busts. There's no question about that. And, you know, I was thinking like Will Levis down in Tennessee. Like, they've given him every opportunity, and he just can't play a game without making a just colossal error.
Yeah.
And, you know, the thing that I believe about Shedeur Sanders is the same thing that I believed about Patrick Mahomes. It's what has he been surrounded by his entire life? He's been surrounded by professional athletes his entire life. He's had pressure on him because of his last name his entire life. That's the one thing that I believe that will allow Shedeur Sanders to be a success. That the one other thing that I think that could lead him to be a complete bust could be the mindset of entitlement.
Yeah, I know where you're coming from with that. I don't think they're going to have any of those issues. I really think that the thing I worried about with him is just the actual talent level of playing in the NFL. I do think mentally he's going to be fine. He'll be able to handle it. He has gone through a lot of stuff that, you know, not, you know, every single college kid goes through with the attention that he's had on him since he was a kid.
Yeah, most kids don't drive my box on campus, that's for sure.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really? Or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom!
One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really?